Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Doug Mallard.
Hello, Doug Benson.
Hey. Oh, man. we've got two of my favorite people. We've convinced them to be on the show today. We've got actress slash singer slash songwriter slash movie maker Noelle Wells.
Yeah,
and our comedian friend Doogie, not Doug, corner.
There's so many questions.
He's a Doug in disguise. His Doogie is not a nickname for Doug. His name, his parents straight up went, his name is Doogie.
There's a lot to unpack with that.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've been talking about it for weeks. Finally, we're going to get to the bottom of it. And but it'll be nice also to have Noelle around. Also, I've got the results of a Twitter poll about the Dougs we've had on so far.
Yeah, excellent.
And, that's exciting. People are voting. Voting's important.
I have a feeling I know who they didn't vote for a lot.
you know, I thought it'd be like a landslide, but it really surprised me. But it also also made me realize I think people just, you know, are going to listen because they, you know, want to just hear us goofing around and you know, whether the guest is great or not so great, I think they still might hang
have
out
a good with us. Yeah.
I hope. I don't know. All right, let's do this thing. Let's play the theme song and start today's show.
Bring it. I like that we have to warn the guests to turn their headphones down because the theme song's going to get real intense.
Yeah, I turned it up.
Maybe we shouldn't say anything. Just let them let them just have to deal with it. And, you know, we get that. It'll be real cranky right away at the top of the show.
Get on our Doug podcast. It's real intense. Buckle up.
But our guests today are so polite. Hey, Noelle Wells.
Oh, hello. Just me sitting pretty.
Letting the boys take it. Take it from here. You guys just go for it. Well,
I don't want to talk too much. Usually when I do Doug Loves Movies, if I talk too much, you give me a dirty look. But tell me not to.
We can't see each other right now, so like you don't know that I'm already giving you a dirty.
Oh my gosh! Oh jeez!
Yes, it's my resting, looking at Doogie thing. it looks dirty. Yeah, maybe I try to give you like you know cues with my eyeballs if you're telling a super long story. Because didn't you read the Bible from beginning to end?
I did that two times, and people loved it. I think I changed a lot of lives. Sorry to upstage you.
But that is the voice of Doogie Horner, our friend from a while back, who we thought of immediately when we were tossing around the idea of who are we going to get to come on our show, Wide World of Dougs. And, you know, we also want to talk to the false Dougs out there or the presumed Dougs.
Doug adjacent.
Still innocent. The Doug adjacent. Because you are straight up named Doogie on your birth certificate. It's not it's not people calling you a nickname for your actual name, Doug.
Well, I don't usually tell people this, but since it is Wide World of Dougs, Doogie is not actually on my birth certificate.
What?
This gets
more...
Nobody knows. I don't tell people this too much because I don't want to get into the whole thing, but It is not my birth name, but I got the nickname Doogie when I was in junior high school. I got skipped a grade. I got skipped ahead of grade. And when I went up to the next grade, everyone was like, oh, you like Doogie Howser. Oh. I got the nickname Doogie. But it kind of just became my name. Like, everybody called me it. And then once I started doing stand-up, I didn't want to, and people would be like, is that your real name? I didn't want to tell them it was a nickname because I didn't want that I picked a funny name just because I was doing comedy.
Right. Right.
And then also, I just don't want to get into the whole thing. So when people ask, I just say, yeah, it's my name.
That took yet another turn. We've been talking about this for a few weeks now.
So what's on your birth certificate? It's like Ted?
I don't want to tell people because I don't want people calling me my real name.
Wait, what's your real name? That's not fair.
I think it's Ted. I think he would have.
I didn't say no.
I think he,
oh yeah, my gosh.
It's Annette Bening, which is another reason I didn't keep it when I started doing stand-up.
If it was Ted, other people, your nickname would be Tootie. I don't know. This is really dumb, y'all. Thank you for laughing. I need it. I need any kind of validation here in Quar. Like, I am starved for everything.
Starved in Quar.
Well,
except for food.
It sounds like I picked the perfect time to ask you to come on a show where all we talk about is the name Doug. You really you have the time for it, and I appreciate that. Back to Doogie. So people just always just assume your name is Doug, right?
No, actually, people don't. I don't know what they think. I don't know. I mean, people usually don't even ask. They just go, oh, okay, Doogie.
They're happy to say it because that's what I find as a Doug, as people want to jump to Doogie when they don't even know me.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Weird. I've never thought to call you Doogie.
No, people do it. Especially.
Not even Dougie. Nobody's like Dougie. They're just straight to Doogie.
No, all Dougie also, yeah.
All of them. Yeah. People, it's a name. People want to immediately destroy it somehow. And I think it's because they like us. They want to make it their own. They want to have, because everybody I know has a different one for me, and there's no uniformity to it.
Huh.
But yeah, so it's a weird familiarity people have with you. But getting to just being told it's Doogie out of the gate is like, that must be so freeing for some people.
people like
something that sounds like a nickname. You know what I mean? Whenever somebody has a name, it sounds like a nickname. Don't you feel special that you're already calling them that the second you meet them?
Well, I had a friend that changed his name to Spider. Because his theory was, he hung out in bars a lot, and his theory was, if my name is Spider, people will be more likely to buy me drinks because it's fun to say, hey, drink for my man Spider.
Does it work?
He said it worked. He said he got way more drinks because people would like to yell the name, you know, hey, drink for my man Spider.
Yeah, drink for my man Doug. It's like, but there are, people are asleep by the time you get through that one syllable.
Drink for who? What?
Drink for my man Tootie.
It's hard to understand. It's hard to understand in a loud bar when somebody says, "What's your name?" and you go, "Doug." It's like it just sounds like you're just saying John or something. Like, people have no idea what you're saying.
Sounds like you're saying, "Drink for don't worry about it. Never mind."
Yeah, don't
forget it.
I don't drink. Have Noelle and Doogie met before at like a Douglas Movies taping or something?
No, but I just did some recon on Doogie. Tried to figure out what I just Googled. I was like, can I figure out what his name is, his real name is?
Oh my gosh. Running a background check.
Did you find anything interesting about him?
No, and then I started looking at pictures of Doogie Howser. And
very quickly went to the more interesting Doogie.
I never saw this show. I know it existed. I guess I'm like, a lot of things are connecting for me here.
I think that the kids called you Doogie Howser not just because you advanced a grade, but because your actual first name is Neil Patrick or Harris.
There it is.
Well, here's something else that happened that just proves that my name is destined to be Doogie. So everybody called me Doogie in middle school. But then when I went to college, I went to art school in Philadelphia, and I didn't know anybody except my roommate in college. His name was Brad, and he was a little Italian guy. And when I first got to college, nobody knew, you know, my name yet. You just see people around campus and stuff. But people started to call me Doogie, who didn't know me, because my roommate looked like Vinny from Doogie Howser, and I was his roommate. So they called me Doogie, not even knowing my name was Doogie.
But what is your first name?
Great story, Doogie. But let's get down to brass tacks.
No, what? That could be an incredible story if we knew what your first name was. If your first name was like Philippe or something, then we'd be that's wild that people keep calling you Doogie.
She's going to get it out of you before the podcast is up.
I'm saving the story for This American Life. They told me not to tell.
I think this is some real Don Draper shit. I think you're like AWOL or something. You can't say your real name.
Wait, oh my gosh, were you born? Oh, I get it. You have a totally different past.
I stole another comedian's dog tags after he killed on. Yeah. He died on stage.
Which we do wear dog tags. That's a real thing. All of us.
Yep. We keep our joke notebooks in lockers.
Yeah, like in Punchline.
Backstage. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Changing to our comedy clothes.
Did you hear Doogie about your good friend Simon Cowell? Was he even a judge when you were on America's Got Talent?
No, he was. Oh, yeah, he was. Oh, no, it was the other mean British guy.
It was Piers Morgan.
It was Piers, yeah.
So you got to you made fun of him, right?
Not really. He was mean to me, and I kind of played it nice.
Oh, okay. But you still won over everybody.
I won him over eventually, and people all told me, they said, didn't it feel so good? Weren't you so proud when you won him over? And I said, what are you, an idiot? Like, it's a TV show. He always acts mean, and then if you make it more than a few rounds, now he acts like he likes you. He doesn't care. I mean, it's
shtick.
Yeah, I was so proud. This British guy thought I was funny. What?
But I guess Simon Cowell got an electric bicycle and then immediately proceeded to fall off of it. And I guess he broke his back. He injured his back pretty badly. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a few days ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because I click on the stupid trending things on Twitter, so I know all about it.
And I was at the top of Twitter for a full 24 hours.
It was big. It was big, yeah. And, there's no footage of it, unfortunately, but...
what an injury during quarantine. Like, of all the things you could possibly do, that's insane. Yeah,
oh, my God. What an awful fall. This fall was... the worst. I mean,
is he okay?
He's fine, but he's the producer star of a show that was going to go live 2 days later, and he's riding around on an electric bicycle.
Which he also fell off.
He shouldn't have, because that's like, I'm asking, are you saying that he took a risk?
Well, you know how like you're not allowed, you shouldn't go skiing like when you're in the middle of a movie shoot.
Oh, right.
You know, things that are just unnecessarily.
You shouldn't die. Dangerous. Yeah, totally. I get it.
But I mean, yeah, I don't think he should, I don't want to take away any of his freedom, especially if he's finished. But,
he thought he knew how it goes. You know, he like took it for granted. He's like, I've done all these shows. I can ride this bike. So it's
electric
2 days
bicycle. Ago. Not that dangerous.
Yeah.
I went skydiving the day before this podcast, and my wife said, are you sure you want to do this?
I'm glad you really? Tell me. I'm glad you didn't tell me, because I would have been out there trying to find a replacement. Because most skydivers perish. You don't know that because, everyone you know is smart. They don't go skydiving.
I've been skydiving, but I'm not smart.
Me too. I did it once.
You did?
Yeah, Noelle, why haven't you gone skydiving?
Great question.
I'm very open to skydiving.
Oh, let's go.
I'm down for it. You know, I'm trying to think of like Would I go today? No.
No.
It's tomorrow? Like I have to like no, I think I have to I think I have to get that? Like one more life goal met just in case. I always have to anything that I do that's like potentially dangerous, I like even getting on a plane, every time I get on a plane, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to die. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just have to be prepared for this could be the end, and I'm okay with that. So I think I just need to do one more thing in my life before I skydive. Like one more, like, big goal.
I say that before I get on an electric bike.
All right, I'm prepared to die.
But yeah, it's weird. My wife brought up skydiving because she made me go for her birthday. She brought this up yesterday, how she wants to go again when this is all, the quarantine's over. And I don't know if I would do it again. It's
pretty was that scary.
It was very scary. You go with my wife?
Yeah.
That'd be great. She needs a partner. But yeah, it's scary, but it's also, I'm really glad I did it. It's fun. But
yeah, I mean, also if it does, like your chute doesn't deploy, you don't necessarily die, right?
Yeah, no, I have a friend whose sister went last week and her chute...
Last week?
Yes, which doesn't, that's a whole other thing. But her chute deployed, but it got tangled, and the guy yelled at her to kick a certain way so they could untangle the chute together.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's like, kick me in the balls. What? Do it. It's the only way.
So then did it deploy and then they did, then everybody's okay?
Yeah, they were all fine.
No, she did.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, like, if it didn't deploy and you hit the ground, you create enough friction in the air, even with the chute, that you, and you're like, I don't know why I'm fantasizing about this, but like that you might bounce a little bit. It's like not total obliteration. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We're all made of material like a basketball. Yeah. We'd all bounce.
You got to try to come in at it at an angle, like when you're sliding into home.
Yes, I mean, is that crazy? Yeah, if you have a little lift, I think that almost makes sense.
Well, that happened to my dad, actually, when he was
last week?
No, this was during basic training for Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
thank you for your service. His chute didn't open, or it opened like halfway or whatever while they were doing basic training for jumping. And so he landed... And he lived, but he broke both his legs. But it turned out to be a good thing. So the rest of his platoon got sent over to Vietnam, and they all died. And he got sent to Germany instead.
Whoa. Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of fate in your family.
Right.
Like, that's like a lot. That's a very fateful story. You were fated to be Doogie. Your dad was fated to not die in Vietnam.
Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful. This is why I love being alive. Or is it this?
Which is good that you're not on a plane right now.
Right.
Okay, so I think that's all I have for you, Doogie, other than are you, you know, doing well in the quarantine? Where are you calling us from now? Because the last time you and I did something together over the internet, didn't you have to drive somewhere?
Yeah, so we're pretty far out. We're in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. We've been hiding here in the woods since March. We left New York as soon as they canceled schools. And we've just been out here in the woods. And yeah, before I had to drive into like the closest town and use the elementary school's Wi-Fi, like park in the parking lot.
Yes.
But we actually.
But then the police came that one.
Yeah, then they told me to stop. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing out here?
Oh, God.
And so.
You're like, it's okay. My name is Doogie. And they're like, get out. Please.
I'm streaming The Last Dance. It's fine.
That scenario actually happens in that Steve Carell, John Stewart movie, whatever it's called. They have a scene where some characters are sitting in a car outside of school using their Wi-Fi, and then the school security comes over here and tells them to bugger off.
Yeah.
So did you make this up, Doogie?
No, that's true. Did I make what up?
You watched the movie and then you just told the story as your own?
No.
Wouldn't it be weird if the whole purpose of Wide World of Doug's, this is all set up just to finally get you to tell us what your name is?
We've been running for 300 episodes. We know the first letter is X. The mystery deepens. The mystery deepens. X umlaut something.
It's like the weirdest true crime podcast.
What is this guy's name? What is it? At the end, you're like, it's Matt.
Somebody's got to know. Noelle's going to be obsessed with it. She'll just be on the case from now on.
I want to know what Noelle's real name is.
You know, it's interesting. I don't want to blow anybody's cover here, but I think I found out the real name.
What?
And
you are good.
It's actually really funny because it's just like just out there. but in a way, in the same way that you can find out what my real name is, and it's actually very upsetting because they keep trying to get it corrected and no one will listen to me. So can I tell you a story about my name?
Yes, please.
So this is so dumb and it's just such a dumb thing, but my real dad is like not a great person. And as part of like this weird way of being possessed, my mom was a teen mom and my name on my birth certificate is Noelle Wells. But then he got angry at my mom later when I was 5 and forged an addendum to my birth certificate to put his name as my last name.
Whoa.
His last name as my last name. So now, and I just haven't gotten it corrected, and I've lost my original birth certificate. So some people.
Oh, I have it. I found it.
Thank you. Okay. But anyway, so the internet has found this information on the updated birth certificate. And now they say that that's what I was born as, even though it was an addendum. It's just so dumb. But anyway, that's how I figured out. Wait, Doogie's right.
A lot of controversy around both of your names.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I was destined to be Noelle Wells because everybody was like, we don't know how to say that other last name.
Which happens to be Doogie's first real name.
Right. Yes. Oh my God, it's all fake. Connected.
Black Mirror.
Just trying to think of names that go good with Horner.
I think a lot of names go really great with Horner.
Little Jack.
Very strong last name.
Yeah.
Jack Horner.
Hoagie.
Clark Horner.
Harold.
Edna Horner. Horner's just a solid last name.
Thank you. Thank you.
But it's not your real last name.
But it's not my real last name. Oh, Doug, so you asked where we are. So we're like, we're out in the country.
What about Orny Horner?
Horner.
My name is Orny Horner.
Hoagie Doomer. So yeah, we're out in the country. And we got a lot of mice in the house. They've gotten very bold. They just walk around. They don't scurry anymore. They walk slow enough. I've caught two under pickle jars in the past couple of days. They're just walking across the kitchen counter. You can go thump and just catch it under a pickle jar.
Oh,
that's
my God.
A good quarantine game.
And we got a mole that's been eating all of Jen's beets out in the garden.
That'll happen. These are all pretty common quarantine problems, I believe.
I know everybody's got this. They got moles eating their beets, but yes. it's still annoying.
What's the difference between moles and voles?
I don't know.
Mm. I don't even know what a vole is.
That's why I'm asking.
I was hoping you were going to tell me.
No, I was just like, I know that voles exist and I know moles exist, but I don't know the difference. I'm going to look now.
I thought you were going to tell me, I thought it was going to be a joke. I thought you were going to be like, if you got a vole on your face, it's not pretty or something.
I've got some cool cats digging my beets.
Oh yeah. How's your DJ gig going, Doug?
Oh my God. It's so good. Well, let's take a quick break, you guys. We have to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to find out who our guests really are. We don't know. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to the wide world of Doug's. Fastest commercial breaks in the business. We're here with Doogie Horner, so-called.
Supposedly.
Still here with the alleged Noel Wells.
Catch me if you can.
Noel, here comes the hardball question for you on Wide World of Doug's. How many Doug's have you known in your life?
Let me think.
Have there been Dougs in your life?
Meaningful Dougs in my life.
God. Meaningful or any?
No, I've known Dougs throughout
school. They tend not to be meaningful.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. You know, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't want to just dismiss all Dougs, but I have some negative connotations towards some people named Doug. I'm trying to think of like, no, is that weird to say? I mean, is that weird to know? Like, you're my favorite Doug, but you're also like the only Doug in my life.
Yeah, that's what happens to people. I'm happy to introduce you to Doug Mellard here on the show. And then
hi, Doug.
Hello.
Yugi, who is Doug adjacent.
Hello.
Yeah, we'll try to through this show, maybe we could help you to meet some other Dougs.
That would really appreciate it. I'd like to expand.
We're convinced there's some good ones out there, you know, but you put me in a movie that you made called Mr. Roosevelt.
No Doug's in that movie.
And yeah, but it's funny. My character is not, you know, he's not likable. And his name in the movie is Todd. And I think it's funny that Todd is kind of, it's very Doug-like in it. When somebody says, oh no, here comes Todd, it already sounds like you already have an idea in your head what you're about to see.
Yeah, it's either your character or like a frat guy. Just somebody who's just like really just going to destroy like the thing that you've worked hard to build for yourself, like in some way, either with like a cutting word or just like actually straight up destroying it by walking on things. Do you know what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Todd's an older brother.
Yeah, I'm glad you, Todd. I'm glad you gave him the name Todd instead of just going with Doug because it was me, you know, because I really feel like I was playing a character there, you know. And
it was actually originally named after the person who it was based on.
What was his name?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. It's such a sad thing that I'm blanking on it. And that would be really rude to him, except for he was like kind of a boss. He was like a grifter boss, so whatever. I forget what his name was. I think it was it was something like Todd. It might have been Doug. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's like some full story. It was Doogie. Yes. No.
I said I was sorry.
Was it Ned?
Well, actually, do you remember I think when I sent you the script, it was the original name, and then we changed it while we were shooting. So you might have even been like, it might even have been your idea to call your character Todd.
No way.
I just, who could be sure? I don't like taking, I can't take credit for everything, you know? I will if I could, but.
Let's do a commentary track for the movie where we don't remember what the details.
It was very, I mean, your scenes were shot in a very funny way. Like, it was literally, we just went to an apartment complex that somebody, I think somebody we knew, and it was just like me and my DP with a camera. And I think, I'm not sure, I don't know if it seemed like a real movie to you when we were shooting it. You know what I mean? It's like, all these kids, all these kids.
Fake movie. But yeah, I thought it turned out great. And I, you know, I'm hoping that you'll, you know, not only make more movies, but I want to be your Hector Elizondo.
You will. I'm working on a script right now, and I think I know the character that you'll be. But you know, I don't want to like,
yeah, no, you know, it's always a nice surprise, you know, cause there's so much time goes by between things. Cause how long do you think it was between when I shot my scenes and then the movie was available to be seen by anybody?
It was like 2.5 years.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah. Oh, now it's here. Oh, it's great. Oh, this is awesome. You know, it all came together very nicely. Yeah. I actually wrote down the question, what's that thing? And it ends right there. What's that thing?
What now you're asking yourself, what's this thing?
Come on, you guys. What's that thing?
What's this thing? It's everybody's favorite game show. What's that thing? It's under a box. There it goes. It's gone. What was it?
It was a mouse at Doogie's.
It was a vole. Where'd the beats go? I was at the picnic table and I could see the top of the beets shaking, like in a Bugs Bunny cartoon when like the carrot shakes God. And then it goes whoop underground. It was like that.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was great.
By the way, I did find out the difference between what's that? It's like, what's that thing? It's a mole or a vole? moles are so cute. They have really funny little paws. They're like for scooping, I guess. And they're kind of, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're like digging paws, but a vole is like a little mouse. So it's just like a mouse. So maybe you have moles and voles.
This thing's a vole then, because it almost looks like a mouse, but it's got a shorter tail, a sleeker, darker coat, and it's fast.
So you answered Doug Benson's question. What's that thing? It was a vole.
Bing, 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 bing. Balloons drop confetti.
Yeah, moles have like really funny little noses. They're like almost like an anteater.
Yeah. It's like their nose looks like a starfish.
Ew. Yeah. Not. They're not. It's a little odd.
You're like, they're ugly, frankly.
Cute.
People are going to learn so much more about moles and voles than they ever thought on this podcast.
Well, they won't learn anything about moles on this podcast, but I'll listen anyways. Oh.
Yeah. Can't follow any of it because I'm excited to talk some more about Doug's. I did a Twitter poll where I asked the Twittizens, I said, who's your favorite Doug so far that we've had on Wide World of Dougs? And so far the Dougs we've had on the show are, the very first Doug was Doug E. Doug. That seems hard to top. Then we had a guy named Doug who was an Ewok in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, wow.
And then we had a Fortune Themester played a character named Dougie on a TV show. And Doug Jones, the great Doug Jones, who was the man, the fish man that has sex in Shape of Water.
And what was the final tally?
Well, it's right there on Twitter. Just go look it up. Why do I have to?
Oh, I thought you were announcing it right.
God,
now.
That's such a Doug. That's such a Doug response.
Yeah, I do.
I don't want to
have the results. I don't have the results, but I wanted to see if anybody wanted to guess who of those four is the most popular.
Ooh, I'm gonna say it's
got a lot of votes because I managed to put it out there before the postal service closed.
I'd say the Ewok guy.
Oh, I would say it's a real close call.
I should say, Doogie, that we did ask people who heard all the shows. If you heard all the shows, you probably would have picked, you would have selected differently.
Okay.
But I was encouraging you to guess. I'm not saying you shouldn't have guessed. I'm just saying that.
No, I'd like to apologize. it was wrong of me and bad. And
do you want to guess? As soon as you guess, I'm going to tell you that you shouldn't be guessing.
Why? I would say Fortunes, Doug.
Yeah, she's so hard to beat. She's so damn entertaining.
She's one of the funniest people around.
So funny. So she was a breath of fresh air, such a good time, but it really ended up being like a three-person race. Because Doug, the gentleman who played an Ewok, I have as many stories about playing an Ewok as he has, and I
really, you didn't have any. Like, what was it like? I don't know. Weren't you in the movie? I guess.
He was just sort of. He was there, but it wasn't. I don't think it was his passion. Fortune got 26% of the vote, which I think is pretty healthy considering. You know, she just played a Dougie. And then Doug Jones got 30%. And coming in at number one, our very first Doug guest on the show, Dougie Doug.
Whoa.
37%. So 37%. Dougie Doug's still the man to beat when it comes to trying to find the greatest Doug.
Wow. I have a Doug, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Would you be willing to have Snoop Doggy Dog on the show? Is he Doug adjacent?
Listen, who wants that guy on their show? He's boring.
Oh, you're right.
He brings nothing to the table.
Well, I will invent the flimsiest of excuses to have somebody of his caliber on this show. The things I had to say to Noelle Wells to get her to appear.
Well, I mean, you know, we've talked about Doogie being a nickname we've been branded. I've definitely been called Snoop Doggy Doug. I'm sure you have. Doesn't that count?
Oh yeah, for sure. That definitely comes up. So
people call me Doggy.
He's definitely part of the club, but I certainly won't be asking him how do you feel when people call you, but you know, Doggy.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah. Jenny doesn't love it. I had to put money on it. Noelle, are you busy looking up other things?
Yeah, I was looking up Doug. I was looking up, there's a picture of you. I'm trying to figure out what the character was called. I remember. It's Brian. Oh.
Brian?
It was Brian was the original character.
Oh.
That doesn't sound as bad as Todd. I'm glad Todd's we landed on Todd.
Todd's way better because, like, you have lines where, like, when you're saying Todd, like, everybody is on the same page with you immediately when you're like, I've got to call Todd.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. I haven't seen the movie in such a long time, but the scene with you, I have, a picture, a screenshot of it. It's super funny. I'm just looking at it. I was like... You look like such a Todd.
Yeah, I tried. You know, I didn't have a lot of time to get
You have sunglasses on the top of your head.
Yep.
Wow. You went all out.
It looks like your shirt might be inside out, but I can't be for sure. It's a little blurry.
It's definitely needed like some laundering or something, that shirt.
That's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah, and I have shorts that I wear all the time that are just mine. Nobody normally gets to see the shorts. But also, it wasn't my idea, but, you know, it worked out good. But when you gave me an orange, it said, be peeling this orange while you watch the video on my computer
It's
so weird. Like, what? I hate people like that. They would like peel an orange like right next to your face. Like, you get to take a second and watch the 30-second commercial.
Yeah, and then my favorite part was ADRing, or like we like wanted to make the sounds like really, just like not jokingly juicy, but just enough where it's really disturbing what you're doing, like putting your finger while you're peeling and it's going.
Yeah. Oh, so gross. Especially, well, now it's really gross. The jamming your fingers into the orange to peel it is.
Because of the coir, or because of COVID.
You shouldn't do that anymore, I don't think.
What? Oh man, nothing is. Have we all been curtailing the way that we normally operate? I wear a mask and I stay inside most of the time, but I forget that there are, you know what I mean? Like I have my other habits haven't been, you know, I don't think of that. I didn't think I shouldn't touch and eat fruit.
Why shouldn't you eat fruit?
Well,
that's not what we were saying.
Like peeling dirty hands, right?
Well, yeah, you got to wash your hands and the fruit.
Yeah.
And that guy Todd in that movie did neither.
Yeah.
that character you wrote. Yeah. No, that you know, you don't have to be that paranoid, but it is the whole thing is scary just because of the element of, you know, science catching up to just exactly how pervasive it is, and you know, and how long it stays in the atmosphere and all that kind of information keeps kind of shifting, you know, so you just gotta.
I just hope they have a Doug working on the vaccine.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, one of the top scientists working on the vaccine is named Doug.
How is he not the best Doug?
Well, I'll tell you why, because he's working on it. I want a Doug who's a success, not one that's just trying.
But yes, if he comes up with a vaccine, then
he gets to be on the show. Yeah. Oh my God, it'd be so much fun cracking jokes with the guy who.
I was also kidding. There's not a Doug working on it. I was just
no.
Well, there might be. Actually, who knows?
How could you? There are some interesting ones though that I've been looking into. For instance, VP candidate on the Democratic side, Kamala Harris. Before I say that ever again in public, I got to pronounce her. It's Kamala.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
So I only mispronounced it here.
Kamala, like koala.
And it's Harris. She's married to a Doug.
Yeah.
Get him on the show. Get him on.
Biden get in there, and she outlives Biden, which that can't be hard to do. Then, so she's going to be the president, and the first man, the first ever first man, is going to be a Doug.
Yeah. Which sounds like a goofy comedy, like a Doug in the White House, you know?
It's even a good title, Doug in the White House.
We did a movie called My Wife the President. And back in like the 50s or the 40s, they made this movie with Fred McMurray, who's a very funny comedy star.
Oh, yeah.
But also could play a bad guy, too. He plays this guy who's married to this woman who becomes president, and they keep assuming that he's going to do all the things that normal first wives would do. So they keep trying to get him to, you know, be in charge of luncheons and flowers in the White House and the decorating and all that stuff. And he just gets so mad about it. It is profoundly unentertaining, this movie. Instead of being like, holy shit, I live in the White House, he's just a bitch about everything.
I don't care about the place settings. Jeez, blue, whatever.
I want to do something important. It's just like, oh my God. It's like role reversal, but any man watching the movie would go, that's why we don't need that. We don't need to do that. You know, like it's just reinforcing what they don't like, you know.
That wasn't a huge endorsement to watch that, but now I have to watch that.
Well, I'm going to check it out.
I wouldn't recommend it. I really wouldn't. Like, you maybe read about it, like read some reviews or something, because I'm sure they have some interesting things to say about it even back then, because I think the movie was a flop because it just didn't – it was just I had a really hard time sitting through it, and it was a public screening where I was supposed to make jokes the whole time, but it just got it got uncomfortable after a while. It's just like, this guy cannot get over being married to the president.
Is Fred McMurray, is that My Three Sons, Double Indemnity, McMurray?
Yeah.
He was great in Double Indemnity.
Yeah. Well, he had to grow up to be like a good, really good actor because his name was Fred.
That's like the Flintstone.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. You know that the person who invented the computer mouse was named Douglas?
No way. Whoa. Good find.
Yeah, get him on the show. Get
him on. Was
named Douglas. Oh, past tense?
Yeah, he died in 2013.
Another dead Doug?
Yeah. I kind of like that he died in 2013 because he died before he didn't have to find out how obsolete the computer mouse was going to become.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Wait, people don't use, I mean, is that because of laptops or iPads? What are we saying?
All of it.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
No, a mouse is just this weird, like some people still use them, but.
I use a mouse. That's all the only reason, not to be combative. I'm just saying Doug's spirit is alive in my hands.
Yeah.
Put it on his tombstone.
Yeah.
Add it. Go to the, add it.
It's your version of pouring one out for him is you're going to do a couple of clicks.
Yeah, I'm just going to click it out.
I use a trackball or a power glove. But
oh my gosh.
I can see why people like mice. God, I use a vole. Actually, like a mouse, but it's a little larger and it's got a shorter cable.
It's cuter.
Mm-hmm, it's cuter.
Yeah, since we've started the podcast, there's potentially going to be a Doug in the White House, and the Astro Doug successfully landed back on Earth. So yeah. I feel like that has to be all us, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tweet into bothering Astro Doug. And so far no response. I'm gonna, you know, keep a thread going and just reach out every once in a while. And but so far no go.
We'll get him. We'll get him.
All right. Well, I was gonna ask Doogie if he knows any Dougs for reals.
I went to college with a guy named Doug Boehm, who's a really good illustrator and painter. And now he lives in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and he does work for the Crayola factory. And then he paints and stuff like that.
That seems like a Doug occupation, to get involved with Crayola.
Working for a crayon company?
Yeah.
There's one. Very competitive. You want to be in crayons, there's Crayola, and I dare you to name another.
Yeah, it's a monopoly.
Yeah, it really is. Like Monopoly, they're the only company that makes that game. Monopoly, the biggest Monopoly. But I think he's the only. Oh, my best friend's older brother is named Doug, and then I think that's it.
Have you, DB? Didn't Jeff Tate bring up another Doogie Horner? A little bit back, a couple weeks ago.
What are you talking about, Melly Mel?
I thought he was just joshing, just messing with us.
He was just dugging.
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, what prairie drugs were you on that day?
All of them. It's quarantine.
In case you didn't know, Doug Mellard is he's living it up in New Mexico. All of nature's drugs.
There's a lot of mice here too.
They're not real, Doug.
They talk.
I was thinking we could have Oscar Nunez stop by because he played a cruise director named Doug in the season finale of New Girl season 3.
It was a big season for them.
Yeah, someone told me that once. So that might be fun to reach out to him. He's always fun to talk to anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Doug?
I'm still shocked about last week's guest, Doug Jones, told us that Pinhead was a Doug, which is still just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I feel bad. I wouldn't even want to call Pinhead because if Pinhead gets a phone call and he's not thinking about it, he'll like shove pins right into his face when he tries to put the phone up to his ear. It's so dangerous being Pinhead. I worry about him all the time.
That's very considerate.
Have you seen this guy, Noel?
No.
Are you Googling it right now, Noel?
Nope, I'm not Googling.
Don't do it. Don't even look at it. You don't even need to know about it.
Wait, okay. What would I search? Pinhead?
You don't know who Pinhead is, honestly?
Hellraiser.
Pinhead.
Oh, cute.
Maybe you didn't Google the right thing.
That's a vole.
That's a vole. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
Now I'm
popping
picturing
in and out
a vole.
Of those beet holes. Oh, I don't know.
Pinvole.
Pinvole. Pinmole.
But are you seeing what Pinhead looks like?
Yeah, I am.
Got pins all over his face.
Yeah, it just looks like acupuncture.
What's so scary about that?
Walks around like that. And I'm just like, oh no. Like, what if he went to put on glasses? He'd like shove those pins right into his.
I like it. It just keeps you really hyper aware of your like spatial awareness, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're very deliberate with your movements. I've never seen this.
Yeah, he could get longer pins for quarantine to get the 6 feet thing going.
I bet everyone stays 6 feet away from Pinhead with the pins the length they are.
I hope he's not riding around on a motorcycle because when he puts the helmet on, that's got to be excruciating.
Oh my gosh. That hurts to think about. But yeah, that seems like a Doug that's really running away from the Dougness of it all.
Yeah. Did you guys know that there is a cosmetics company that I found on Instagram? They have 991,000 followers on Instagram. And it's called
Douglas. Got almost as many as me.
Called Douglas. Not quite there, but yeah. Douglas_cosmetics.
Huh.
Cosmetics for Dougs.
It's just a classy name for, I think the cosmetics are for women, but I've never heard of that company before, but I guess
that's all my wife uses because she's very, you know, just wants to support the name in general.
Mm.
There's also a toy company called Melissa and Doug.
Oh yeah, they make toys kids don't want.
Right.
Yeah. It's all these wooden shit. It's
a lot of blocks. Yeah.
$30 wooden cow. My son has no interest. It's expensive toys kids hate. That's their slogan, I'm pretty sure.
Like toys for decorating, not for fun.
Yeah, put it on a shelf, dust it once a year.
It'll have a nice, it'll create a nice vibe, maybe, but nobody's gonna play with that damn thing.
Horrible.
Their factory just already starts out on the island of misfit toys. Mm. They don't even have to ship them out to the island. They start there.
There's probably a lot of infighting between Melissa and Doug over some of these toys and how they turn out.
Married?
You know what? Not sure. My mom's name is Melissa, so every once in a while somebody will throw a crack our way about how crappy our toys are.
Mm. Must hurt.
Never
how is that? That's random. Wait, and then who goes for, you know, I guess they made a choice not to be, it's not Doug and Melissa. She's like, my name first.
Yeah, I don't know. When you say them out loud, it doesn't really feel, one doesn't
sound
feel
right.
Like more right than the other.
Right. Doesn't go together too great.
Yeah. You know, like some of them, you know, you figure out which order they put it in because it just, you know, it's just got a better feel.
Batman and Robin.
Exactly.
Yeah, Melissa's definitely the alpha.
It's founded by in 1988 by Melissa and Doug Bernstein. So yeah, I guess a married couple in their basement and in Doug's parents' garage.
a lot of companies started in garages.
Yeah.
Doug was still living with his parents.
Look what I made. It's a wooden airplane. It costs $100. You're going to love this.
It sounds like a prequel to the Berenstain Family Bears.
Oh my God. This is when it's like the mandala effect. It used to be Doug and Melissa. I swear to God, when we were a kid, it was Doug and Melissa.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Wide World of Dougs on our iTunes page.
This wasn't called Wide Worldwide of Dougs.
Wide World what? This has been another episode of what? Doug Worldwide?
What is that thing?
Emma Joe, Brad 156, Gar _ Peter, and Ethenridge. Oh, and Ethenridge wrote, Doug and Doug are the best. Thanks, Dougs.
Thank you.
Thank you, I say back to them. That's right. Yeah,
that's very nice.
Do people have things they'd like to promote that are going on? I know both Doogie and Noel are extremely talented in areas other than whatever it was we were doing today.
Talking about Dougs.
Just talking. Let's start with Noel. You've got a record album out of songs.
Yeah, the one year anniversary. I guess it's coming out or is coming around August 30th, which is exciting. That's when it came originally dropped. So take a listen. The album's It's So Nice. But I'm also on the animated. I'm a voice on the new animated Star Trek. That's on CBS All Access, and it's streaming once a week for the rest of the summer on Tuesdays.
Very cool.
They drop new episodes. Yeah, Lower Decks. So
great.
I am Ensign Tindy. I am an Orion alien. And it's just me, but more hyper, even hyperer.
Do you read with other actors, or is it always just you doing your lines?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes I read with one other actor because we have a lot of scenes together, so they can capture the dynamic of us being very hyper together.
Can you say who it is?
Yeah, it's Eugene Cordero.
Well, he's great.
Yeah, he used to be my teacher at UCB, and he's one of the funniest people, and so it's just really cool to be able to work with him, and he's so nice.
Yeah, I bet you crack each other up because you're both expressive faces.
Yeah.
He's on Tacoma FD right now as well, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's animation. That's the gig to have right now.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, the cool thing about it is when we were doing ADR, like we were doing redoing some lines, they would send me this whole kit to record with. And we put me in my closet with a monitor so that we could do this like whole chain. So I had like the correct recording setup, and it was, I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. But once you have that all set up, you're golden, you know, like, it's just such a sweet deal to be able to just do it from your home.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there should have been more of that before this even happened, you know, just to cut down on the carbon emissions and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Doug. Doogie's hanging out over there.
Hello.
Probably writing another book or illustrating something. What's going on with you?
You can check out my novel, This Might Hurt a Bit. You can check out my book, Some Very Interesting Cats Perhaps You Weren't Aware Of, or A Die Hard Christmas. And you can listen to my album, This Might Hurt a Bit. That's what I got.
That's also a great thing to have during quarantine, is that you can crank out cartoons and stuff. That's pretty rad.
Yeah, my son and I have been drawing comic books together. Like, he writes them and then I'll draw them, or he draws them and I write the dialogue for him and stuff like that. So it's been fun drawing together.
Yeah, that's so cool that you're writing with your kiddo.
Yeah, he came up with one called Blanket Man.
Yeah, I've been enjoying that. It's great.
And then he came up with one called Zombie Graveyard. One, The Monster is Awake is another good one. I did one called Space in the Past was one he came up with. And I said, oh my gosh, that's Star Wars. and so, yeah, we've been drawing comic books together, which is a lot of fun. And then besides that, I've just been doing my thing, writing, drawing.
Trying to protect your beets.
Yeah, trying to keep the voles out of the beet garden. And, catching mice in pickle jars.
Getting back to stand up when you can. I'm doing parking lot shows this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The people that run the parking lot don't know yet, but I figure I can stand in a parking lot sometimes. Maybe people will come by. No, it's at the Magic Castle of all places.
Ooh, yeah.
The Magic Parking Lot.
I think it'd be cool if there's like a big castle in the background of my
comedy. Yeah.
I'll do lots of jokes about Dracula or something. But
I won't be sad if stand-up just evolves to where we always have to perform in front of a castle.
Yeah, I think in front of a castle is a great spot, especially if there's a moat, because you can, you know, be well safe distance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, the shows are this weekend. It's called Magic Asphalt or Asphalt Magic. I guess you'll probably get way different things if you Google both of those. Whichever one it's called, you know, and they charge by the car and people have to stay in their cars, but they're giving everybody noisemakers, which I'm not so sure about that. I feel they got a really big noisemaker that they're sitting in. All they got to do is press the car.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it a go, see how that goes. I'm going to stay, you know, distant, keep my mask on and all that stuff. And, everybody protect yourself out there. Doug Mellor, do you got anything to plug?
I'm hoping again to have the new album date in the next couple weeks. Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with the Vengeance, dropping soon. Other than that, just go to my website, DougMellor.com. You can get a Burrito for President 2020 t-shirts if you want them.
Ooh.
People seem to like those. But yeah, that's about it right now.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to have people constantly coming up to them and saying, why does it say burrito for breakfast?
People get excited. I ran out of clothes. I was getting dirty at a camping music festival. And so I had to wear one of my own shirts. And people would just get so excited and yell, burrito for president! It was pretty fun.
It's a great country we live in. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
We should all definitely be allowed to vote.
Thank you, Noel Wells and Doogie Horner and Doug Mellor for this particular installment of Wide World of Doug's. I'll hope to talk to everybody again soon. And then the last line of the show each week and the title of the episode is some sort of a pun or something involving the name Doug. So I was thinking that this one would be good to conclude with. As always, get down, Doogie Oogie Oogie.
Got it.